Hi everyone, welcome to the Solar and Storage Market Series. My name is Erez Dolev and I'm the Managing Director here at Renvu. Today we are going to be hearing from Noam Moolah, Business Development for the US, and Matan Karmi, Application Engineer at Apollo, about their lightweight, flexible solar panels, mainly for C&I projects. We also have with us today Kyle Peace, a Senior Engineer at Renvu, to share Renvu's advanced online quote generation tool and show how to create complicated quotes with full bill of materials in just a few minutes. Before we dive in, and while we are waiting for more people to join, I'd like to give a little background on Renvu and some of the products and services we offer. Renvu is a US-based solar equipment distributor. We have been in the industry since 2012, and we currently have fulfillment facilities in California, New Jersey, and Texas. Our sales staff all have background within engineering and solar installation. A few products quickly to spotlight here. We have inventory of Runogy Hyperion solar panels from 405 watt to 575 watt, starting at 15 cents per watt. We offer the full line of solar converters from 5 kilowatt to the 60 kilowatt. We also offer the full line of Fortress Power, Home Grid, Renon, and Soluna inverters and batteries. We have the new Bleakir T-gasket in 200 feet and 100 feet rolls of 1 inch, 3/16 inch, and half an inch of a gap ceiling sizes, which have been very popular recently. We have Lumen indoor and outdoor smart panels on the shelf. This is a solution for avoiding a costly upgrade of your main panel and give you more granular control of your valuable storage. As always, we have a very competitive pricing on Enphase microinverters, and of course, we offer the full grow-out lineup as well. Email us at info@renvu.com or see our webinar follow-up email with more info on those. Here is our bulk module price list for large volume options and our upcoming offerings of solar modules. We carry Zenshine, Canadian Solar, Qcells, Hyperion, Telsun, Solar for America, REC, and more. All our brands are Bloomberg Tier 1. We update it regularly so you can stay up to date with our latest deals and bulk orders. Now, I'll take a minute to also mention the Bleakir residential carport. This is a great way to extend existing solar systems or an alternative solution where you cannot install solar on a roof and when a customer is looking for more added values. Now I will hand it over to Kyle Peace to go over the online quote generation tool to show you how you can generate a quote in just a few minutes, and we'll get started with the webinar right after.
All right, thanks, Aris. Okay, hope everybody can see my screen all right there. I'm on the Renvu homepage. So to get started with the design and quote tool, make sure that you're logged in. If you don't have an account, there's an option to register up here. We just need an email to correspond with you and a good shipping address to calculate shipping costs. Once you're logged in, you'll see your name at the top right corner, and then you can come down below the top banner here. This image is hyperlinked and will bring you over to the design and quote tool. On the start page, you can select between a full system or a subset. If you already have one of the components, you can uncheck one of those. Next page is panels. You can choose between residential and commercial options. One of the nice things on this page is that you can see the price per watt metric. So this gives you a good relative idea of the costs between different modules. This is just based on a one module tier quantity. So that pricing does change depending on your account status and the quantity that you're checking out with. Also keep an eye out for the Apollo Energy modules. We'll probably put those up here as well shortly. After you select your panel, go on to the racking page and choose between different mounting systems. You can select pitch roof, flat roof, carport, ground mount. Under each of these, there's also some sub options. For pitch roof, you can select comp shingle, Spanish tile, flat tile, or metal roof. On the flat roof, you can choose between penetrated and ballasted. Same with the ground mount. And then carport is also kind of a neat option that Erez alluded to with that Booker two-car structure. You can also make a tandem structure sharing those columns, and you can get a quote for that as well. But I'm going to jump back over to the pitched roof since that's our most popular option. We'll do two rows of seven, and I'm going to bump it over to portrait since that is the most efficient for the racking materials and minimizes the number of roof penetrations for the unit area of the array. And then you can choose your roof attachment style, flash foot two, hail ultra grip, some options there. You'll see your build materials update as you make these selections. If you don't know what something is, you can click on it and it's going to open a new page with that item, any manufacturer documents that we may have uploaded there as well, so you can learn as you go. It's a neat tool there. Jump back over to the webinar or the Okay, back over to the design tool. You can also choose your rail color, clamp color, and the span between roof penetrations, and then the duty rating as well. Then you'll get a little racking array sketch here to make sure that it's what you're expecting. Then once you're satisfied with those selections on the racking page, we'll jump over to the inverters. You can choose between microinverters, optimizers, string inverters. One of the cool things I like about our tool, we get a question all the time, should I go with optimizers or should I go with microinverters? You can compare the relative costs between, let's say, a 14 module system with IQAMs versus what if we wanted to look at string inverters with grow watt and optimizers as well. You can make those selections and then see the overall cost that you would get between those two options. So really neat feature there. Also with string inverters, you can choose between single phase and three phase, 208 and 480 volt. You can also add on energy backup or take it off. And then yeah, at the bottom of the page, you'll get your RSD and optimizer options. Once you've selected your inverters, then on the final selection page, you can add spare panels. This is a common issue that we get with folks after several years. They may have had a windstorm or a wayward frisbee and they've got a broken panel. It's really hard to find a drop-in replacement, so I do highly recommend getting a few extra. It saves a lot of headaches in the future. You can also add on balance of system components, PV labels. You can add on EV charger. And then once you've made all your selections, hit finish, you'll get your final bill of materials. If you need to make any changes, you can go back, no problem. And then once you're ready to save it, hit generate project, email me a quote. You'll get a email with a PDF and the quote number. You can respond to that email, and one of our sales engineers will get back to you if you have any questions, if you need any changes that you weren't able to do on the tool. And we also monitor these quotes as these designs come in our back end, and we'll look them over proactively to check on availability, any design concerns, and then also if there's any promotions that might be applicable, we'll send those over to you so that you can take that opportunity as well. All right, so that's the Zion Quote tool, and I'm going to pass this over to Nam and Matan at Apollo Energy.
Thank you, Kyle. So thank you for the opportunity. I think it's great that we're having this webinar and letting people spread the word about Apollo and enabling solar solutions. So I'm going to start by sharing a presentation. We are Apollo, and as Erez mentioned earlier, Matan is our senior project engineer. He will join us as we go to discuss installation. And we'll start with a short video with a teaser that will kind of give you the story in seconds. So what you see over the video are different locations where Apollo actually enabled solar solutions. And it's not only rooftop, it's also other segments, such as the trucking industry. And this is what Apollo is all about, letting us generate solar energy from any surface under the sun. This is our vision. And we'll be focused today on the CNI segment or any rooftop that is not feasible for a rigid glass solar panels, and give you more information how we can enable you make more projects going. So again, our goal, enabling solar solutions. And you know, solar industry, generally speaking, is very exciting. There is always something new since solar started. But yet we see a lot of rooftops that are still naked. A lot of areas that are exposed to the sun that are still naked. And one of the major problems that we see with more than 30% of existing rooftops and also with new construction is that the weight issue of solar panel, it's one of its limitations actually, that with this technology is an issue. And it's an issue that I'm sure any one of you who is a developer, one of the checkbook on the list will be whether or not the load limit can bear solar panels. And this is something that we're trying to solve. We're trying to take it off the list, because it shouldn't be the reason that we don't cover that roof with solar. So lightweight solar solution, is that enough? There are many options out there in the market that calls themselves lightweight. But the reason, the issue is, or the question is that enough? We saw a lot of products in the semi-flexible industry that calls themselves semi-flexible, but actually it's just regular solar. And then you see the problems. You see micro cracks immediately after the installation. And by the way, most of them comes very close to the junction box because how they handle the solar panels. And you see fire in a lot of these products, because flexible by its own is not enough. It's not enough because, you know, rigid glass solar panels are out there for a reason, and the reason is to protect the micro cracks and to protect the cell. And if the cell is not really durable, if the cell inside is not, if you didn't do anything with the technology of the cell and it's just regular monocrystalline, then you'll get micro cracks and you'll get degradation. And now we'll get to Apollo. And actually, so Apollo is a company that is already 10 years old. We're already in the stage that it's not an idea anymore. It's everything is out there commercial on the market. We have the biggest factory in the world for flexible and lightweight solar module. And I'm gonna pause the sharing for a second, the share of the screen on my screen for a second, just so you can grasp the idea of the flexibility. So this is an Apollo solar cell. And you can see that it's fully flexible from the inside. It's not just flexible from the outside, where the solar panel has different layers instead of glass. It's flexible from the inside. This is where the technology starts. And this is what gives the solar panel its durability and efficiency for long time installations. So flexibility is only when it's without breaking, right? If it's flexible but breaks, then it's not really flexible. Apollo's solar module, we built them to be something that is relevant for the industry. I mean, if you ever dealt before with the other flexible or lightweight technology, it never met the solar needs or the industry needs. So our solar panels are rated at 300 watts. Its efficiency is a little less than regular rigid glass solar modules. But again, we're trying to solve problems or to bring projects where you cannot use rigid glass solar panels. The most important and amazing, and I'm going to say it twice, the most important and amazing thing is its weight, 0.7 pounds per square foot. Yeah, you heard it right. It's the size of a regular solar module, 40 inch on 80 inch. So, and everything from the solar module to the rest of the system, and Matan will share more about it very soon, is just regular solar installation. So the technology starts and end with the solar module, but then from there, everything for you as a developer, as an installer, as an owner of the system, everything is the same. You get the same warranty as you get for regular solar modules. Everything is fully certified, and it's actually even more certification than a rigid glass solar module because we apply these solar modules with different markets, including the heavy-duty vehicles and marine. And if you saw before, we even have a solar awning. So we need even more certifications and more tests with external labs. So yeah, we have UL for that. We tested it in the best labs, independent labs. And if you remember just a few slides ago, I showed you the hail test of the semi-flexible. And now we'll go to a slide where you can see the difference. This is the Apollo difference. So hail test with regular semi-flexible and hail test with Apollo. So first of all, there aren't any micro cracks in the solar panel before it's going out from the package. With the handling, it's durable, and you will find it operating amazingly from start to beginning. And after the hail test, you see 0.7% degradation. It's actually absorbed the heats of the hail. It's more durable than rigid glass solar panels in that sense, because you can see in the cells that got hit that it's kind of blurry. The cell is still operating. It's not fully damaged. Well, I don't have to say much about the other test. Use cases. So you saw some of them in the video. Stadiums. Stadiums have a need for lightweight and flexible technology, not only because their rooftop is usually doesn't have a lot of load limit on it, but also because of its shape. Sometimes they want to keep the architectural structure of the roof. So, and this is something that Apollo can do and enable without adding more structure and more metal and ruin the architectural idea that they start with. We had installations on greenhouses without adding any additional structure. It's actually a plastic rooftop. Warehouses. And warehouses, by the way, it's an issue not only with old buildings, but also with new buildings. If you build a warehouse or a terminal today and you want it to be able to hold rigid glass solar panels, the cost on the structure is already the project cost and even more than that. So you don't have to do that investment, and you can cover any warehouse or any place that you have in your facility in any location without considering the weight issue. You see here more pictures, another curved rooftop, and another thing that you see, there are different types of surfaces. So it's metal roof, bitumen roof. This is what brings me to go to our installation method. Installation methods by Apollo is something that there are many benefits in. There not only that you don't need any racking, it's something that is done very easily comparing to traditional solar modules. And I wanna Matan, I want you to join us here. What you see here at Apollo is we are very hands-on with projects, and we want to know that we can actually provide a solution to any surface. So when there is a new surface that we need to find the right installation method for, we go through a very comprehensive process. And Matan, would you like to share more about that?
Yeah, of course. So thank you, Noam. As Noam mentioned earlier, and as you understand from the use cases presented here, the main installation method of our module is by adherence to the surface. Since there are many surfaces, different surfaces require different adhesive. We at Apollo certify our modules and our adhesive per installation method per installation surface. Where we have a very comprehensive plan for testing the bonding between the module, the surface, and the adhesive, including accelerated aging at humidity freeze chambers and temperature chambers. To give you a clue about the durability of the adhesive, it's minus 40 degrees centigrade to plus 85 degrees centigrade. We are doing 1,000 hours of damp heat testing for all of our samples. We test the bonding before and after the curing process and the chamber testing. All of this to ensure the durability of the bonding between the module to the surface will stay and last as long as the module 25 years of performance and guaranteed is lasting. So,
And
yeah.
I think another important thing and benefit in our installation method, Matan, is also these tests are meant to handle the uplift wind. And when Matan says that we ensure that that it will long last, it's something to understand how strong and
Yeah,
confident you can be.
so we take the American Society of Civil Engineers code to wind uplift per 175 miles per hour winds, and we translate that into the strength of the bonding needed to be between the module and the surface. After all the frustrating testing, we ensure that the safety factor resulted is a decent safety factor per each bonding of module, adhesive, and surface.
Yes, and we see in most cases that the failure is not with the solar module. The failure with uplift wind is actually usually with the surface, and we get amazing safety factors for 4 to 10 safe times over the uplift wind of 175 miles per hour. And in our installation manual, which is very detailed, you will find all the information that you need about how to do it. Matan, would you like to say a few words?
Of course. So, as you can see here, in this picture, you have a demonstration of installation with optimizers. It's important to note that our modules are agnostic to the type of electrical installation, meaning they could be installed with string inverters, with optimizers of any kind. From the connectors up, the modules are agnostic to the electrical system. Here you can see an example of our modules bonded to a metal roof installed with an optimizer, SolarEdge optimizers. And you can see how the layup is actually done. And you can see that the installation is very smooth. There are no objects sticking out. The installation is at the roof level. It looks nice from up, and it looks nice from actually, you don't see it when you look from the below. One of the advantages of our installation methods and modules.
Yeah, so if Kyle
Yeah, so the next
went
slide.
to many of amazing Renvu products earlier, so this product, there is no penetration to the roof. It's a huge benefit, and there is no penetration to the roof. You actually add another layer that protects the roof in a sense. And you can see here the workers putting the paste. It's a paste adhesive for corrugated metal roof. Here is a closer look. Matan, I think actually you're here in the picture.
I think I'm in the picture. Yeah, the installation is very, very fast. All you need to install the module is to clean the surface in the designated areas using a detergent and the water, let it dry a bit, put the right amount of adhesive, or use the peel and stick module if it's the suitable surface. We offer
yes.
this solution as well. And apply the adhesive. It's a process that takes about 3 minutes or 2 minutes per module. Two men carry the module. Later you will see a short video of peel and stick installation. Press it gently by hand or by a soft roller, and there you have it.
Yes,
that's all.
So as Matanya mentioned earlier, for any type of surface, we certify different adhesive, and for some of the surfaces that we found it best to use a peel and stick solution. This is what brings me to the next slide, which is actually a video, and in I'm gonna do a little teaser about it. You'll see that within less than 2 minutes, an installation of a solar module. This is actually Matan guiding another person that is not trained doing it, and still the installation is very fast and very easy. Matan, you can explain more. It's a project. In
sure.
France.
Yeah. Well, here you see it's a project in France on a bitumen roof. You can see the two workers are taking the modules, per our guidelines. They're laying the modules in a row with the proper spacing. After they have positioned the module, one of them keeps the modules in place, the module in place, and the other one lifts it up a bit to take the liner off the peel, to peel the liner. Next, the other worker from the other side is doing the same. Again, press gently with the by hand or with a soft roller, and there you have it. You're installed in less than 2 minutes. And I can note that this module was their like eighth module in a very, very large installation. So later they have even improved in time, in the installation times. But this is how an unexperienced worker installed.
Yeah. And so again, within less than 2 minutes, this entire video is less than 2 minutes, and they finished this solar panel, and it's for TPO. The installation is TPO is a very common roof. And, you know, a lot of you must see TPO membranes. So it might be even faster, because with TPO we only use three stripes of double-sided adhesive, and so it might be even faster for that. So I want to share a little bit about the savings that you have in a project level, because project level is always what's important in pricing. So as you saw, it's easy to install and you reduce a lot of the labor costs. We saw some cases that was 50% of the regular labor cost to install it, definitely with the team that is already trained. And by the way, if you need any guidance, any help with installation, you can always reach out to us. We'll always be happy to support you with any questions. Another cost that you save is the racking. There's no racking, only adhesive cost. It costs much less than the racking system, and reduce the logistic cost. I mean, if every pallet has 60 panels on it, and sometimes you can even reduce the cost of the crane, because you can actually carry the solar panels up to the roof and you don't need the crane to take them to the roof. So all of that together, and what we saw in not in just one project, in many projects, is actually that the project cost is the same. Although we're not trying to currently compete with rigid glass solar panels, we're trying to bring another solution, another benefits to solve problems, and to actually save surfaces that are not utilized today for solar panels. The cost, the project cost, the LCOE that you will see on the project level will be the same. And this brings me to the messages that I want you guys to take with you from this webinar. With Apollo, you can do more projects. I mean, it's one of the questions that you have a go, no go at the beginning. Then this question will always be go now, because the issue of the weight or the structure of the roof is not an issue anymore. So you, as an installer, as a developer, as a owner of assets, you get more projects. There is an added value with Apollo solar panels. We discussed it earlier. No penetration, less materials, easier on logistics. And the ROI is feasible. I mean, you'll check it for every project. And at the end, with the technology, it's already proved it's fully flexible from the inside. So the durability and the reliability of the solar panel is amazing. It's not it, there is a reason that we work with top brands such as Audi, Volkswagen, Amazon, Nestle, Lippert in the US, others, because they trust our products in terms of safety and reliability. After the webinar, what you'll need to go ahead and start a project is, of course, the data sheet. It will be available through Renvu website as well, installation manual. There are many video clips on our YouTube channel that you can use and learn from, and convince your client if you need to. And of course, a PAN file to do the design on the Helioscope is very easy to do it. And it's already bringing inside of it all the features of Apollo in terms of the distance between the rows, and the efficiency, and everything is calculated there. So please feel free to reach out if you need more information. We are very happy to work with Renvu and bring this product to you guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Noam and Matan. Thanks, Kyle. One thing that is important to mention here is that we are going to carry some samples. So if you need to test the product, we will have it in our warehouse soon, and we'll be able to ship them in in smaller quantities, just to test on specific roofs. We will have the one with the adhesive applied to, and the ones without. So let us know if you need any samples and want to test it. That's exciting. I think that it's certainly, as you said, Noam, opening new opportunities for us and for the EPCs to apply products on roofs that not necessarily were able before, like many warehouses are and sports stadiums that were just left without solar. For many years, this is a great opportunity, even though price might be a little bit more expensive, but the reduction in racking materials and labor just cover for the difference. So congratulations for this product, and thanks for letting us carry it. And yeah, so
Thank you.
if anybody have questions, feel free to email us at info@rainbow.com. We will get back to you with answers as fast as we can. We will share this video as a podcast and as a YouTube video on our channel. And looking forward to distribute this product. Thanks.
Yeah. I think I'll jump in here actually with a couple of questions I'm already anticipating from our clients. The MLPEs, does that attach on the front of the panel with an adhesive in this case, or maybe I missed how that works?
The MLPEs, the rapid shutdowns or the optimizers are usually attached to the DC tray. However, the DC tray is attached to the roof. It can be attached with the roof material with adhesive. It can roof with the patches. So however the DC tray is connected, the optimizer or the MLPE will be there with it.
Okay. And then for the roof attachments, have you experienced any pushback from AHJs, or are there certain certifications you can present to them to help them with exposure to this type of mounting system?
So the product is UL certified. And by that, I mean it's a product that is UL certified as a solar panel designated for rooftops. We also did certification for fire tests as well. We have experience. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. So everything was done before. And I think in many ways it's even easier for any authority to discuss it because it's less materials, less complicated, no penetration to the roof.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So thank you very much again, Noam, Matan, and Kyle. And see you later. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Yeah. Bye-bye.